You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
Already 30 seconds behind in the final hour of the program, but it's always worth it for a little Black Betty. Ram Jam. Thanks again to Craig Elston. He appeared on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Have the Ronald Report, some headlines coming up for you momentarily. First, though,
real quick.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Just a little tease for that Ronald Report.
Okay.
I think I have found the best play-by-play audio for a sport that has ever been found.
Fantastic.
Happened over the weekend.
Really?
I know neither
better
of you heard
than
it.
Like a Korean call of a Ha-Sung Kim Grand Slam.
I think so.
Wow.
I think so.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Bold statement.
It's pretty good.
I'm trying to imagine what it was.
What sport?
Basketball.
Basketball. Oh, yeah. All right. I saw a crazy high school football Hail Mary to win a state championship in Florida, but I don't think the call was incredible.
That play was.
Did you see that play?
Of course I did.
Last play of the game, Hail Mary, but the kid can only throw it to the 5-yard line. And it gets caught, and they're going to tackle him like at the 5, and the game's going to be over. Somehow he escapes from all the tacklers. Cuts to his left, scores the game-winning touchdown.
State championship.
They kicked the extra point because it was tied then and win the state championship. It was unbelievable.
Since we're talking high school sports, I saw some clip going around from the weekend. It was not in California, but there was a high school state championship. Kid had a field goal to win it. There was like 20 seconds left, I think. He missed. Shanked it bad.
Yeah.
But then they got the ball back. And then like some crazy trick plays. He ended up getting another shot for the game winner, like literally as time expired.
Oh, my God.
Nailed it.
Because if you told me he shanked it again,
no, he nailed it. Won the state. Like he thought.
Wow.
He probably felt lower than any other kid on earth.
Yeah.
Thinking he just lost the state championship, got the ball back. Freak plays, craziness ensues. He gets the chance, kicked it. It was so cool. Really fun to watch.
All right, everybody who's tuned in right now to get our biggest fan announcement, you will have 10 minutes to call us if you hear your name at 833-288-0973. If you call us back, you will qualify for our grand prize. It is 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey Suite at a Padres game next season with all the fan staff, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. And this morning's biggest fan is Marissa Martinez from San Diego. Marissa Martinez, you are on the clock, 833-288-0973, and it is the last few days to get your name in, if you don't have it yet, at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan to qualify for our biggest fan grand prize drawing. All right, well, Marissa hopefully dials us up. Pauly, going to pay off his tease here with the Rondo Report.
And get things started here with our
edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Not bad. Last week of the year.
Gotcha.
You're
getting got me right.
Got you mid-drink. You good, Woods? Mm-hmm. Everything good over there?
Mouthful of lean body.
Lean body. It's kind of an aspirational drink.
It is, yeah. Aspirational drink. Really, one of my resolutions is to visualize things more. So, yes, this lean body protein drink is what you got me right in the middle of. I'm good. I'm fine.
Make yourself a lean grilled cheese for lunch.
Like a lean cheesecake. I tried to make myself lean chicken salad, and you heard how that went.
It didn't go well.
All right, we will get started here. I will pay off that tease. We'll go to college basketball over the weekend. I'm guessing neither of you were watching Nebraska and Illinois. Actually,
no.
Pretty good game. Couple of top 25 teams. I actually was not watching as well, but I did see this highlight going around. The score is 80-80. Nebraska has the ball. Nebraska is the road team. This is in Illinois' house. Tied 80-80 with 4 seconds left. And listen to the buzzer beater. Called by Nebraska's own, Kent Pavelka is his name. He has been calling Nebraska basketball for 41 years.
Wow.
Okay.
And I think this is the call of his career.
Flat along the baseline, except for Sam out into the timeline. 5 seconds to go. Sam drives the ball, kicks it. It is Lawrence, puts it up. God! Ah! 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 2 seconds to go. Inbounds play. I'm going to pass out. The game is over. Nebraska wins it.
That is
genius.
There's definitely an element of medical emergency in there as well from the call.
One more time.
Kicks it. It is Lawrence. Puts it up. God! Ah!
Say that.
2 seconds to go. Inbounds play. I'm going to pass out. The game is over. Nebraska wins it.
You could say that whole thing in while you're making love. All of it. 2 seconds to go.
2 seconds to go. Inbounds play. I'm going to pass
out. All right.
Okay. I'm going to pass out.
I'm going to pass out.
Yeah.
2 seconds to go. I'm going to pass out.
I love it. 42 years he's been calling it?
41 years. He has been on the call for Nebraska.
It is Lawrence puts it up. God!
The first one has a bit of a good before he gets to the and then...
Oh, Carlos, what a throwback here. I'll have what he's having. Oh, man.
Oh, for Rob Reiner.
Brilliant.
Yeah, good call. Good call there.
Mm. Ow.
I think I knew... Back to Rob Reiner real quick. I think I knew the story, but I saw it going around like crazy yesterday. He met his wife...
Yeah.
And that inspired him to change the ending to
When Harry Met Sally. They were going to get together, and then he met his wife and believed in love again. And they said, all right, Harry and Sally get to end up together at the end of the movie.
Fantastic stuff. All right, that was some good audio out of college football. We'll go to the NFL.
Basketball.
Tom? What did I say?
Wasn't it about football? That was basketball.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Out of college basketball, we'll move over to the NFL. Cap. And Tom Brady getting dragged a little bit. By people, I want to know if you guys think he deserves to be dragged or not. So Fox, NFL on Fox, or whatever, their studio show, they had a feature yesterday with Aaron Andrews and Carissa Thompson. And they had a list of their top five gifts that quarterbacks have given their offensive linemen over the years.
So Ben.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you.
So Ben.
Some of the awards, as my computer takes a dump on me right now. Matthew Stafford, I think he gave his O-lineman the giant cold plunge tubs to have at their homes. Yep. There's been
watches.
Yeah, exactly. Really, really thoughtful, cool, expensive gifts that the quarterbacks will give their offensive linemen. And they decided to give Tom Brady the honors, I guess, of being the number one best gift.
You got plunge tubs, golf carts, luxury SUVs. Yeah,
Kyler Murray, I think, had the golf carts.
Yep. Jalen Hurts.
Here is what they had to say about Tom Brady, but there is a catch. It's not just the gift. Listen for what happens afterwards.
All right, are we ready for this? The number one quarterback gift giver. 2007, Tom Brady. Of course, that's when his...
By the way, Tom Brady's on the set.
Of course, that's when his team went undefeated in the regular season. He gifted his O-line, ready? Brand new luxury SUVs.
Wow.
What a class act. You got a guy.
Now, that's a pretty good gift.
Damn good gift.
Sure. Yeah.
But wait.
Hey! I want you guys to pay attention. There's a catch. Tom Brady, stop stealing our line. The catch to all this is the Cars were on a one-year lease.
Is this those Australian sisters again?
Beggars can't be choosers, he says.
Tom Brady, yeah. Beggars can't be choosers. So he got a one-year lease
Enjoy it for a year. We're going to need it back. Also, don't go over the mileage.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a good gift?
You responsible for the mileage over?
Of course you are.
Oh, yeah, right? It's under his name?
No, Tom Brady would not be.
No, the player themselves would be responsible for the mileage over.
The lease is under his name, but he puts everything else in their names, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
If you're Tom Brady, this is what they say.
I mean,
2007?
In a way, he's hedging his bets. What if they don't like the SUV? And at least they can decide for themselves if they truly like the car. And then after a year, it's depreciated. They can decide to keep it if they want or
not. And then pay for it? It's not really a gift if I have to pay for it down the road.
I would like to think that if Tom Brady and remained quarterback and they remained offensive line, he would then renew the lease for another year.
Did.
But if they move on to another team, it's like I don't want to keep paying for your car. You're now
you're just
not playing against me.
You're Tom Brady. You go in and you're like, I want to get six SUVs. What's it going to cost me? $4 million, whatever it is.
Right.
All right, write your check. Thank you. And then you drop them off.
Buy them. Outright.
I'm not going to let me buy you some golf clubs. And I want you to pay me for them next year. After you've used them for a while.
Or, hey, here's a chore for Christmas, because in a year, you're going to have to now get out of this lease, sell
it. Sounds like a nightmare, to be honest.
I think if you're going to go big, you got to just buy the cars.
Yeah.
I think the worst present of all those that you listed, though, are clearly the cold tubs, because that is a very selfish present. That's telling you, I want you to be miserable so you can recover fast enough to protect me even more going forward,
because cold tubs
are... just the worst thing that I've ever tried in my life.
Well, I promise you, his linemen love the cold tub. You know what I mean? Like, they're all probably jockeying for position after you get your ass kicked up and down the field, so much that throwing one in your home would be illegal.
You don't have to share
Yeah, you don't have to share.
Here's a little bit more from that clip because they actually talked about that.
Tom had another line about gifting the old lineman the ice tub bath. What was that?
I said, it's like giving your mom a toaster.
Right.
Thanks, ladies. We appreciate it.
You didn't think they were going to appreciate it very
much.
They
already have access to those every single day of their lives, and you're just giving them another one.
Having one at home, though, is great. It'd be great.
That's the last thing when I get home from a long day at the football training facility is then I want to hop into a cold tub.
I don't know that that's true, actually. I think they know how good it is. They probably can't wait to get it.
It doesn't feel good. I guess it's good
works.
For recovery, but it just feels miserable. I'd be dreading going home.
It sucks that
still
it got to
do my cold tub when I get home.
But it works. It works.
So well that you're like, I hate how good this works because I know this is going to suck. But it's going
why can't
to be
things
better.
That work be like really enjoyable and comfortable? Why do they always have to be painful?
Some things are, but it is. It's good for you're not supposed to do it. People keep running into the mistake of working out, like lifting weights, and then jumping in the cold tub. No. That constricts the muscles you've just been trying to engorge. See, they so say, don't do that.
They say the same thing about massages, though. If you get a massage that feels really nice,
that's like not
nice,
a good gentle, massage.
That's doing nothing no. for you. The only ones that do anything
you
for
have to
you
bite down a
are
spoon.
The ones that really hurt badly.
Yeah.
Nothing that's good for you ever feels good.
That's true. Like Greek yogurt in your chicken salad. I'm never going to let it go.
Just be like, we're designed poorly. I'm sorry. Like, yeah. Why don't they make the good-tasting food good for us? Why is it always the bad-tasting food that's good
for us?
It
tastes so good.
That makes no sense.
I know.
We've been designed poorly. I'm sorry.
I agree. Cold tubs are, I don't like them either. I hate them. But they work. When you're banged up and you're sore and you've just played a couple games at fantasy camp and you go sit in one, your legs are, they feel better when you're done.
Yeah.
And for an old lineman, I got to imagine that would be an elite gift. Elite. Plus, they're also big, too. Like, you have your own scene. Now, hot tub, elite.
Love hot tub,
hot tub would be great. That's also another chore. That's another chore. Maintaining.
And maintaining,
so is that cold tub. I bought one of those ones off Instagram, as you know. And it was fine. Filled it up. You know, they give you the water treatment stuff. You put it in there. Come back the next day. It's brown. Looks disgusting. Film everywhere. I'm like, this is terrible.
The quarterback who gave the cold tub should have also had cold tub maintenance guys showing up daily or weekly to maintain the cold tubs.
Yeah.
All right, finally, we will wrap it up. This coming Wednesday is National Maple Syrup Day.
Okay.
Syrup or syrup?
Syrup.
I've said them both. Syrup.
Syrup.
Syrup if I'm home in Texas. Syrup if
syrup.
I'm here.
Yeah. I think syrup. That's a Y. It's a syrup.
Yeah, syrup.
Okay, we'll go with syrup.
It's not Syracuse. It's Syracuse.
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 So to celebrate National Maple Syrup Day on December 17th.
Syrup. That's one.
Denny's has announced the launch of a limited edition high top sneaker that is made with real Denny's syrup sealed into the shoe.
Why? For what purpose?
For National Syrup
Day. But can you see it? Is there a window where you can kind of see it?
Yeah, it's got, I'm going to put up a picture here on the stream.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got like this clear panel along the side of
who
the sneaker.
Who wants Denny's shoes?
So they look like yellow,
they look
high
like,
top
they look
Converse.
Like Ronald McDonald.
They look like Ronald McDonald sneakers. It's got the Denny's logo. And on the side of the shoe, the outside part of the panel, it's got this like clear whatever panel, and they stuck some syrup in there.
Syrup.
They are charging $175.
Good.
No, sorry, $195. $195. They were designed by a legitimate shoe designer.
Paulie, if you buy these shoes, I'm going to lose my mind. My hair is going to fall out. I'm telling you right now, if you buy the Denny's syrup shoes, my hair, you're going to make my hair fall out. I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm sorry, this is a way better
cancel
ad for
Woods'
McDonald's
Christmas
than
presents.
They look like Ronald McDonald shoes, and they're basically the McGriddle of shoes, where you've got the syrup already in them. You don't have to pour on the syrup onto your shoes.
In a pinch, you just take your pen, and just pop and rub some on your gums. Look at that.
It's unbelievable. So their whole marketing behind this is they're talking, everybody's talking about drip these days. You got to have the cool drip. Well, we're Denny's. We have the original drip. We drip our syrup all over the waffle or the pancakes and everything like that. So that's what they were going off of. And they drop at 9 a.m. on dinerdrip.com. That's like Denny's own merch store. $195 shoes with
syrup. They need
syrup.
To make a baseball cleat version so someone can hit a grand slam while having the grand slam breakfast shoes from Denny's.
I want this week to be over. I just want it to end. I'm ready for my vacation now.
Yeah, perfect for, as Jeanine says, AJ Preller has them on pre-order. He loves Denny's.
He loves Denny's.
He loves basketball. Perfect combination.
If syrup in them. We've just evolved. I don't know what's happened, but there they are.
That was a wild one. I had not seen something like that before.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Paulie.
$200. They're probably well-made shoes. If you think they're cool, I probably would stay away, but I'm sure they're not a complete piece of crap, at least. Like, they're probably going to be built well, but you're going to have syrup inside of the fabric of your shoe.
Somebody's going to wear them, dude. Both my kids are going to be asking me in 6 months for the Denny's syrup shoes.
If you walked up and, like, poked the side of the shoe, and syrup just
syrup comes out.
Looks like it.
Yep.
Certainly looks like it.
Thank you, Paulie.
All right. We'll take a quick timeout. 2 years, $40 million was the contract of the weekend. We can talk about some of the moves in Major League Baseball's offseason. Coming up next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan. It's been now almost 3 years since I went through the SDFatLoss.com program. Got on the scale this morning. Proud to say I've kept all the weight off. I probably could use a better job, maybe a little refresher course on my eating, but we'll get to it next year. And if you haven't started losing the weight, now is the perfect time to sign up with SDFatLoss.com because you can get $400 off the lowest prices of the year from SDFatLoss.com. They will show you how you can lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days eating regular food from the grocery store like steak and chicken and vegetables. No shakes, no bars, no prepackaged meals, no injections, and no exercise necessary to lose the weight. Is that even possible? Absolutely, because I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. If I can do it, you can as well. I'm not the only one. The tier ones that have done the program over the years, they always come up to me and say, hey, I did it. I lost this much weight, 30 pounds, 40 pounds. I've heard up to 100 pounds. People go through the program a couple of times. If they have even more weight to lose, you can do that as well. They will support your journey every step of the way. Just sign up for your free consultation by going to SDFatLoss.com. Take advantage of the special now. You don't have to start today. You can wait until... At this point, just go ahead and wait until after the holidays. You can get started, but lock in your best prices right now by going to SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Handful of free agent moves in Major League Baseball over the weekend, including two with the exact same terms. 2 years, $40 million. Wonder which one Woods thinks was the better deal. The Diamondbacks signing pitcher Merrill Kelly to a 2-year, $40 million deal. A quick reuniting with Merrill Kelly after they dealt him at the trade deadline to the Texas Rangers. And then the Mets signing infielder Jorge Polanco to a two-year, $40 million deal, coming off a really good postseason with the Seattle Mariners. Good player as well.
God, he was good in the postseason.
To me, I mean, Polanco seems like the better of the two deals, but of course, pitching is always at a premium. And Merrill Kelly's still good at age 37, mm-hmm. but you've got to figure over the next 2 years, he's got a better chance to slip off a little bit, maybe, than Jorge Polanco. Well, but we'll see.
It's just Polanco's a weird move for them because they want him to play first base. He's yet to log an inning at first base at the major league
Correct,
level.
Correct, but they needed to replace Pete Alonso.
Correct. So they replaced him with a second baseman, infielder.
Weird. Padres have had second baseman playing first base.
Many years.
For the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's just a weird move for the Mets. The Mets, with David Stearns and, you know, this brilliant mind and deep pocket Steve Cohen, just weird. It's a weird organization. They do weird stuff. And this is another example of that, in my opinion. Does he help their lineup? Sure. Sure. 12-year veteran, you know, been in the league a long time. Just a weird move.
I felt like Merrill Kelly had more value to the Diamondbacks than just about anybody.
Yeah.
You know, not that I would have turned down a Merrill Kelly, but that felt like
overpay?
Too steep of a price.
Yeah.
$40 million for 2 years for Merrill Kelly. He's been good, but that seems like a...
I mean, I know
if that's
know,
how much pitching costs, then it will be tough to fill out the Padres' starting rotation.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, the Padres are, you know, I just saw the Ken Rosenthal thing. Did they miss their window? They may have taken their best shot already. All right, that's fine. I mean, there's really no way to know other than, you know, you got to take into account where they play, what division they play in. Dodgers are getting better. We all know that. I mean, this. Somebody's going to have to take those dudes down to do anything to win a World Series. But, you know, when it comes to the San Diego Padres, this is a move that I would have questioned today, even as a team that needs a first baseman, right? 2 years, $40 million for Polanco. We're just going to put him at first base. I would have thought that was a little weird. But we're also the team that plugged Luis Arraez there for the last couple of years and hit him in the two-hole, despite what the numbers told everyone. So I mean, we do weird stuff, too.
I absolutely disagree with the statement that the Padres' competitive window has closed. I think that's false, 100%.
Competitive? No, not at all. I don't think
this
that's
year,
closed.
This year, well, I mean, if you think you can get to the playoffs, then you're a World Series contender.
Sure.
And I think this year it's absolutely open. You know, Padres need to make some moves. It's absolutely open. I will entertain the notion that they've had better chances to win the World Series in previous years.
Correct.
We've seen them get closer. I don't think that window is expanding. It's contracting. But this year is definitely inside.
Yeah, you're in the mix.
The window to compete for mm-hmm. the San Diego Padres. And AJ Preller, as general manager, is not going into the start of the season without a team that he thinks can get to the playoffs. And if things break right, could go deep in the playoffs or even win a World Series.
Yep.
That's what his goal is this offseason. I have no doubt about that. Will there be some constraints? Of course. But his goal will be to put a team on the field that he believes can make the playoffs, and then when it gets there, if things go right, could win the World Series.
Sure.
That's competitive window.
Yeah.
There are teams that are not in their competitive window. They're looking to do other things. They're looking to trade stars for young prospects and restock your minor league system, and teams occasionally need to do that. Padres aren't doing that.
Not there yet. No.
They may trade some money somewhere, but that's only to open up other money to pay pitchers so they can get, you know, what they believe is a competitive season. They're not, you know, pulling the plug on competition in 2026.
No,
there's no way.
Not even close. I mean, you look at the top of the lineup. The top of the lineup looks good. You know, it looks good. It looks absolutely good.
I think the whole lineup looks good.
Yes, whole lineup looks fine right now. Yeah, 100%. You know,
the bullpen looks great.
Bullpen looks phenomenal. Phenomenal. As if the season started today, you go, all right, man, it's going to be lean in starting pitching. But other than that, you're like, I feel pretty good. I feel good defensively. I feel good offensively. And I feel good with the bullpen. So can you win baseball games with that formula? No question about it.
And last year, remember, they had one really good starting pitcher last
and they
year.
Had like they
and,
had
and he is back by the way Nick Pivetta is his name.
They had Merrill and they had Tatis. They had a black hole DH, black hole at left field, black hole catching position. I mean, there's three black holes.
I thought last year they were a slightly above average team. And I don't see, I just right now, obviously the story of the offseason is yet to be written. They barely put the pen to paper, but I thought they were a slightly above average team that won, you know, swept the Diamondbacks to get to 90 wins. They were bounced in the first round. Like, I think they got a lot of room to go to make up to be like seriously competitive.
I mean, making the playoffs is competitive.
I mean, you got to the third Reds game in the wild card series. I mean,
were the Reds World Series contenders just because they made the playoffs?
When you get to, the third game in a road series against the Cubs, could have gone either way. I mean, yeah. You know, that those games all could have gone either way. You just, once you're there, you are as close as you need to be to get to the World Series. Were they ever going to beat the Dodgers this year? I don't know if anyone was going to beat the Dodgers. They certainly had the Blue Jays had their chance to take them out in the World Series this year. I thought the Blue Jays were better than the Padres. I know the Dodgers were better than the Padres this year. I can't say that there's a ton of other teams that I think the Mariners were definitely better than the Padres at the end.
We just didn't hit. At the end. If we hit against the Brewers, we could have beaten the Brewers. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, they just didn't hit.
They won the season series against the Brewers. Yep. You know,
but they didn't hit all years. Right. 2024, that felt like an anomaly, like 24 scoreless innings.
If Ramon Laureano had been healthy in the playoffs, I think they beat
100%.
The Cubs. I don't know how 100%. Far they get, but I think they could have gotten past the Brewers, too. So then you're up against the Dodgers, and you probably lose that NLCS against the Dodgers. But we know they're not going to compete on paper against the Dodgers because no one will this offseason. But they were right there, I thought, last year. And I think they can get to that level again where they can compete with every other team on paper other than the Dodgers. And then, you know, you just hope something crazy happens if you have to face the Dodgers in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like a flu or something sweeps through their clubhouse. They'd probably still find a way to win and use it to motivate them. A
couple other moves over
their
the weekend.
AAA team comes up.
Yeah, comes to the AAA team comes up and whips your ass.
Mentioned the Cardinals signing Dustin May. Yeah, we were kind of in on Dustin May last week. We were talking about him, but as you brought up, you could have him later in the year possibly because the Cardinals don't look like they're going anywhere. And the Tigers signing Kenley Jansen to a one-year contract plus a club option.
I missed that.
He's 38 now, but still pretty effective reliever.
Getting it done? So, how much?
They did not see any financial terms, just that it was 1 year plus a club option for 2027. So those were the weekend moves. And then Josh Bell signs this morning with the Twins. And you had the Royals pull off a trade in which they acquired Isaac Collins from the Milwaukee Brewers after a solid rookie season. Going young, but also majorly competitive. Royals were not that far off from the playoff mix last year. We'll take time out. We'll come back, wrap things up on a busy Monday morning with more Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Our card room? Make it your card room. 7 Mile Casino, if you walk in, and when I walked in for the first time, I truly was floored. I looked around and I go, this place is fantastic. You'll see the California-style blackjack tables in front of you. Woods, that's your game.
That's my game. That's the game I like the most.
Over to the right, Texas Hold'em. We both enjoy Texas Hold'em. Over kind of in the back, Pie Gal Poker. I like Pie Gal Poker a lot. And then right there by the restaurant, the Baccarat tables, which neither of us still quite get or understand.
But want to.
There are always players there. And
always.
Hey, man, people do love them some Baccarat.
I couldn't agree more, but I mean, if you want to go play some cards, it's definitely the place for you. Not a place for you if you like slots. They don't have slots there. It's also a smoke-free environment as well, but a great place to go grab food, a drink, go have lunch, and sit down, play a few hands of California-style blackjack. It's a blast.
One of the only 24/7 options in San Diego, not just for the card room, but for the food, the 24/7 players menu with the Kung Pao chicken, the Asian pork chop, and more fantastic eating any time of the day. Check it out. It is 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Suffering some brain freeze right now. You okay? Coldest water you've ever had? Why is it so cold? You okay?
The eco water system got me real good. Holy smokes.
You look like you were like in pain or something.
I was trying to take my vitamins and, I mean, knocked me on my ass.
No, spoiler alerts if you're watching Pluribus, but there was a scene this week in which Carol wanted something ice cold.
Yeah.
Not lukewarm, not tepid,
yes.
Not cold.
Ice cold.
Ice cold.
Get it right.
Kalos wants to know, are we going to be able to try the Eco Water system during the extravaganza? I think so. You're not really supposed to meander into the kitchen.
Yeah, they usually put up like
ropes.
Ropes that say Odyssey staff only.
Yeah.
But if you ask really nicely, I'm sure someone can get you some Eco Water.
It won't be me. Don't ask me, Kalos. Ask Ben to get you Eco Water on a break.
By the way, just heads up. We do have a live attendance, a live audience planned for Friday. Those RSVPs have already gone out, and they have been closed off for several weeks now, so please stop asking.
Yeah, don't. It's closed.
Stop inviting people.
Not going to. So quit asking.
Stop asking me.
The words of Nick Saban.
Yes. Yeah, they brought some Eco Water last year. Maybe we can get that to do it again. Get them to do it again.
That was before we had the system, right?
Yeah, before we had the system.
Now we have the system.
Now we have the system.
We can fill big jugs. If you still have those big jugs, we can fill big jugs for our tier ones.
Fill my big jugs every day.
Right. All right. Let's get one more check of traffic here, and we'll wrap
you
things
got
up.
Got them jugs, don't you?
Wrap things up for a Monday here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, I'm going to test Woods here. See what kind of person he is, because I know he thinks he's a good person.
Wow.
Jeez.
And I think you are, too.
I also think you're a good person.
Thank you, Paul. Woods. I appreciate it. I thought about him this weekend quickly. I went to the, I had a guitar that I needed to get fixed, and by fixed, I mean restrung, and also...
Because you can't do it yourself,
also,
right?
I don't do it well. I can do it. I just don't do it as good as they do. I also had the action lowered, meaning the strings now are closer to the fretboard. Makes it easier to play.
Oh, I like that. The action was lowered.
And they put a new pick guard on for me. These are things I could not do myself. So I go to pick it up, and I'm walking out, Paulie, and I put it in my car, and I think about Ben's comment a few weeks ago. Woods doesn't have the voice of an angel. And I go, what? Why did he say that? Just randomly. It was like singing a song. And he goes, Woods doesn't have, you don't have the voice of an angel. Like, well, very few do.
Very true.
All right,
I don't
know
the voice of an angel either.
Now I'm not a good person.
All right, so here's the question. Was any part of you, any part of you secretly, secretly pleased that the Seals struggled so badly in their first game without you on the microphone?
Yes.
How could you? You love those guys.
I do.
You want them to succeed.
I did.
They got their butts kicked by Rochester on yesterday afternoon. Derek's debut on the mic at the Electric Factory was not that electric yesterday, unfortunately.
At my last look, it was like 16-5, I think, and I went, oh, New Era's not off to such a good start.
I was wondering how you felt about that, because I know you were afraid that they would just take off like a rocket ship without you. They ended up losing 15-7.
15-7, there you go.
They did win their first game. They're 1-1. It's fine. You know what? You're not going to win every single game, likely. Their next home game is not until January 3rd.
I watched...
But a tough debut for Derek. I'm sure it was hard to keep the excitement level up in a game. They fell behind, I think, 3-0 or 3-1 early and never really were within striking distance the rest of the way.
And we had so few of those games, but they do exist. And where you're like... You know, I can remember my PA next to me, the production assistant, would be like, hey, man, pump up the crowd. I'm like... It's 12-1, dude. Like, what do you want me to do? I'm not a magician. Like, and I finally, after a while, I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not wasting my bullets, like, down 12-1 in the middle of the third.
Pick your time.
Let's go, wake up, come on. Yeah. Get your asses in gear. Like, forget it, man. No, I'm not doing it.
The team needs to drive that level of excitement.
Yes.
And then you channel it back onto the arena floor.
You get me within three, I'm going to take my shirt off and beat the glass. Right. I always do, but... I did feel terrible for Derek. I did. No, I saw the game and I went, oh man, that is not a good. That's not how you want to open the home season. No, I actually did feel bad for him because it's such a gnarly first day on the job anyway. You know, new sport, in the box, big expectations, all of it, and they just go out and get throttled. They just got throttled yesterday. It happens. That's the weirdest thing about that sport, man. You literally have the best team on the carpet, but one couple bounces go the other team's way, and they get on a run, and they start moving. Next thing you know, 6 goals have scored in 3 minutes.
I got caught up because I went Friday after the show to their practice. Guys had gotten together to work out at their Rady Children's Field there in Point Loma where they practice. Really nice little field behind the YMCA, just kind of tucked in a canyon there. And they got me going. They got, oh, yeah, we're healthy again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
got you all fired up.
Trevor's feeling good. Like, we got Trey LeClaire's getting much healthier than he was last year. I'm thinking, oh, this team may never lose a game.
And they could be.
And then they go out. I know Rochester is always really, really good. Can't say it's going to be a good or a bad season based on one game, of course. But I was a little surprised yesterday.
I got a couple nice.
It was on ESPN, too. I flipped it on for a while.
Yeah. I watched some of it, too. I heard Derek, and I thought Derek did fine from what I heard. I heard him doing the walk of shame. I'm trying to think what I heard the defense chant, like, you know, the normal stuff. But I think that team will rebound. They got too many good players not to. I think Irigliari, the goalie, had a pretty bad start and it just kind of snowballed from there.
And the other team's goalie was fantastic.
Really
Seals
good.
Had more shots, yeah. I think, than Rochester, but he had a really good
from
game.
What I saw, they were moving the ball well. You know, shots, the goals will come. They moved it really, really well. They looked younger. They looked more athletic. So I think they got a good year in store for them, just not off to a good start. And I did feel terrible. Like, that's the last thing you want in your debut. we won our debut when I was there. It was the coolest thing ever. First game ever in history for the team. So to have them win it and you're in the house is pretty cool. But I think Derek's going to get a chance to call a lot of wins this year.
And I wanted to know if Stephen A. Woods had any thoughts on the NBA Cup semifinals over the weekend with the Knicks advancing to face, surprise, surprise, the San Antonio Spurs knocked off the Oklahoma City Thunder, handing them just their second loss of the year with Wemby throwing a little shade after the game at Oklahoma City. He said he wasn't trying to, but he said, hey, we play good, ethical basketball, which is a shot at Oklahoma City, who are
foul merchants. Oh,
they,
okay.
They are just begging. They're like making the ref so tired of blowing the whistle. They just keep hammering and hammering until eventually the referees just basically get, just play, whatever. We're just tired of blowing the whistle. That was a shot at Oklahoma City. He said, no, I'm just saying I'm proud of the way we play. Good.
So that's really how
ethical
they
basketball. That's part of their strategy.
Just
They play very physically, and eventually the whistles just stop getting blown.
Don't you worry about your best players not being able to play because they have too many fouls.
Well, you don't, yeah, like Shai Gilgeous doesn't, he's not the one the fouling, but everyone else is just like, just hammering the other team.
You get five or six, what is it, six?
Six in the NBA.
So they're like, use them sparingly.
Scatter four or five around for everybody. You can foul. You can commit a lot of fouls in the NBA.
It works. It's proving to work. I was watching, I saw a clip from a few weeks ago, Richard Sherman was doing like post game on Thursday Night Football or whatever. And he was talking about how when he played and he was an elite corner, he said, I pretty much held on every single play. I challenged the refs.
Make a call.
Are you going to throw a flag on me every single down? I doubt you are. So I'm going to keep doing it. And I go, is that good sportsmanship or not?
Not sportsmanship, but like, it's a good strategy.
So Chris Collinsworth last night, Sunday Night Football, said, and it was, I thought, and Mike Tirico was like floored. He said, yeah, I coached when I was coaching like my high school kids or whatever he was. You always try to get one last shot in right at the echo of the whistle because that usually ticks off the other guy and then he'll retaliate and then he'll get the one with the penalty. But if you play like so hard until just a fraction after the whistle, you won't get flagged for that because it's so close to the play. But you can get the other person then
to react.
And then when they react, you just back off.
Whoa,
and
me?
Take, what? I didn't do anything. But every single play, you were like just a little too long. You're playing past the whistle a little bit too long.
I recall a conversation I had with Darren Smith years ago when he was really first getting into soccer. And I think it was back at the 1090 days. And he was just like really getting into it, you know, and integrating it into a show way before, you know, he had an MLS team. And I gave him the old standard, you know, dude, the flopping drives me crazy. You know, the guy grazes your elbow and you hit the ground. And, you know, he explained it to me as part of the strategy of the game. And once I kind of got that in my mind, I was a little bit better with it, right? Like, all right, it's part of the strategy. But you see it too, like, you can't do it in soccer so much. You start to flop too much. They start banging you for overacting.
They're watching that a little bit more in soccer,
which I think is cool.
And you know, you're not acting. You're actually like driving them into the ground, like just for a fraction of a second longer than
soccer,
you should every play
different.
In football.
It's different in soccer. Yeah. Football, basketball, even different. Soccer, it is, oh, he grazed my elbow, and the arms go up, the falling on the ground, the writhing after. You can tell officials
it's
are like,
it's one of the biggest
enough!
Complaints people have about
enough,
soccer.
Enough. But the officials now are like, enough, not doing it. It's like you and your kids. You're like, that's enough. Oh, you got punched in the
and
face.
They come out
again?
With the magic spray and you're all good again.
Yeah.
In soccer.
Yeah. So,
somebody that doesn't watch much soccer, like, it was always like one of the biggest pet peeves I had, I guess. And I was like, I would talk with friends about it. And I know this sounds really stupid, but I'm like, I couldn't get over that.
Yeah.
The blatant flopping.
He explained
acting.
It. And when he explained it to me, I went, okay. I understand it. Doesn't mean it's visually awesome to look at, but I understand why they do it.
If you played through it, though, in soccer, I've gotten the sense. If you just played through it, like you were like, I'm not going to show, I'm just going to always, you would never get any whistles or calls or yellow cards.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, he looks fine. So unless you react, like he kicked me in the leg, unless you fall over like you're dead.
And hold your leg and ride.
They don't blow the whistle in soccer. It's the only time you can get the calls.
You see some flopping in basketball.
Sure.
Football, rarely, but you'll see it. So guys try to sell for a call. I mean, can you imagine like a hard slide at second base and like guy comes up with his foot up or whatever and Xander just backs off like 14 feet into left field.
Xander loves soccer too. He should employ that. No, but it makes sense. I didn't know they played that style though. But no, I don't have any comments because you didn't let me prepare for it. So I didn't.
Yeah, it's fine.
Had you told me,
we're out of time. We're out of time anyway. Right, we will see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. With four more hours as we get our final week of the year. Wrapping up toward completion and our big Christmas and holiday extravaganza on Friday. You definitely don't want to miss that. Brayden and Frank. Frank is back from Baltimore. Tell you all about his adventures at the Army-Navy game. It was a good game. Navy scored late to pull out the win and avoid the upset. So we'll have all that for you coming up next. For executive producer Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Monday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.